WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The tense standoff continues at Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital. Israel insists Hamas has a base of operations beneath it, and at least one more hostage has died. CBS's Ramy Innocencio.
Israel has confirmed the death of one hostage this morning. Last night, Hamas released a video saying 19-year-old Noah Marciano was killed in an Israeli airstrike 5 days ago.
House Speaker Mike Johnson tells CNBC he expects to win bipartisan backing for his stopgap funding plan to avoid a government shutdown Friday night.
The process, the appropriations process in Washington has been broken for decades. We're trying to fix it. I've been on the job for less than 3 weeks, and this is a necessary first step to do it.
Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband Paul took the stand to testify against David DePape, the man who attacked him with a hammer at the couple's home. CBS's Elise Preston.
Prosecutors asked Pelosi, what did he say? He said she was the leader of the pack. He had to take her out.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a new bill to get guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic violence in Wisconsin. Representative Lisa Subek says victims are 5 times more likely to be killed if their abusers have a gun.
Imagine if those abusers didn't have access to firearms, how the results could have been different, the lives that could have been saved.
Since a state Supreme Court ruling last year, convicted abusers in Wisconsin have been able to legally have guns. Expect slow going when you leave for Thanksgiving next week. More than 1 million people in Wisconsin will travel 50 miles or more for the holiday. AAA says that would be the third highest number for Wisconsin since 2019. By far, most will travel by car, but 113,000 plan to fly. A week from tomorrow is expected to be the busiest day at Wisconsin airports. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire residents took to the city council chambers again on Monday to share their opinions on the plan for a resettlement agency to bring 75 refugees to the Chippewa Valley. World Relief, a global Christian nonprofit, is expected to bring 75 refugees to the area over the next year. The plan has been met with strong opinions for and against, with only 6 of 45 people who signed up to speak during the public comment period being able to share their opinion within the 20 minutes allotted for public comments. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Legislature could allow Wisconsin elementary school teachers to become licensed without showing they can teach children the science of reading. The plan would exempt teachers from having to pass the foundations of reading test before entering the classroom. Proponents argue that the bill is necessary to help alleviate Wisconsin's teacher shortage, but advocates against the bill say colleges and universities should better prepare their education students. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Bucks beat the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Chicago Bulls 118-109. Packers quarterback Jordan Love was in attendance and witnessed a few milestones. Giannis, with 35 points, hit his 500th career three-pointer. Chris Middleton added 13 to become the Bucks' fifth all-time leading scorer, surpassing Michael Redd. Middleton after the game.
I mean, first, salute to Michael Redd. I mean, he's been a mentor of mine since I've came to Milwaukee, took over his number a little bit, but he's been a great person to reach out to from time to time to talk to.
Baseball reports say the Brewers are looking to promote bench coach Pat Murphy as their next manager. In Chicago, Craig Counsell introduced as the new manager of the Chicago Cubs. Counsell says he'd been thinking about leaving the Brewers almost 2 years.
Thought that a new challenge was where I had to push myself. Really, it's about growth.
As Craig Counsell with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be windy today. Wind will be from the south, gusting to between 30 and 40, but it's also going to be sunny and warm. Our high 61 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 41. Tomorrow will be sunny and not windy with a high right around 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a good party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Hey, good morning, Wisconsin. How you doing? Come on in. Welcome into the Earl Ingram Show. I'm your guest host today, Stu Daniels. Thank you for joining me. And Earl will be back later this week. We got 6 minutes after 8 o'clock right now on this Tuesday morning. Hope you're having a good day so far. And first thing I want to do here is get to some headlines. Let me tell you a little bit about what's going on today. There is a new report that finds Wisconsin school districts are increasingly relying on referendum dollars to cover their expenses. Also, the Wisconsin State Senate is set to approve a downsized Milwaukee Brewers stadium repair bill. The Wisconsin DNR has added 51 new bodies of water to its list of polluted waterways. And some Wisconsin election officials are calling for tighter gun limits for people convicted of domestic abuse. Also in the news, it looks like the Brewers will announce that bench coach Pat Murphy will be the new manager for the club. And there is breaking news just coming across the wires or from the news sources right now. It's the October inflation report. You have any idea? You want to take a guess at what happened with inflation during the month of October? Well, if you guessed that inflation cooled quite a bit, you're right. I have a story here from the New York Times with a headline that says, October inflation report, the inflation moderates as the economy cools. And it says here that consumer prices rose 3.2% in the year through October, and that is decelerating from the previous month and showing encouraging signs under the surface. You know, that's one thing people always mention is that, oh, inflation is killing me. And sometimes you'll even hear people who don't support Joe Biden bring that fact up. It's like, well, that's one of the reasons why I'm not going to vote for Joe Biden is because of this inflation. Well, evidently, the inflation has slowed quite a bit in October. Let me give you a little bit of this story here. This was just posted a half hour ago at the New York Times. It says inflation eased in October. Fresh government data showed and price increases showed encouraging signs of slowing under the surface. The overall consumer price index released just a few minutes ago slowed to 3.2% last month, which is lower than the 3.7% reading in September. And that is the coolest number since July. That deceleration owed partly to more moderate energy prices. And even with volatile fuel and food prices stripped out, a closely watched core price measure climbed 4% in the year through October, which is slower than the previous reading and weaker than what economists had expected. Inflation had come down meaningfully over the past year after peaking in the summer of 2022, and this new report shows evidence of continued progress. Federal Reserve officials are trying to wrestle price increases back to roughly the 2% pace that was normal before the pandemic by raising interest rates, which they hope will slow consumer and business demand. Although there's been quite a bit in the news in the last few days about mortgage prices, interest rates going down over the last week or so. This story from the Times goes on and says federal officials have predicted that eradicating rapid inflation could require more of an economic slowdown than the United States has seen so far. Price increases have eased over the past year in part because supply chain problems that had pushed up the costs of many goods were reversed, allowing prices for goods like bicycles and bed frames to stop rising or even fall. In fact, one of the other items I've seen in the news quite a bit is the fact that airline prices, especially domestic flights, have the cost has been going down quite a bit over the last few weeks. Back to this article in the Times, it says now inflation remains faster than usual, mainly because of price increases in service industries, which encompass everything from manicures to information technology and healthcare. The lingering price pressure could prove more difficult to crush. And still, there were several encouraging signs in this new report that just came out. A closely watched measure of housing costs, which officials have been relying on to help drag down inflation, cooled notably in October. That metric, called owner's equivalent rent, climbed just 0.4% on a monthly basis in October,